Welcome back, everyone, ready to dive into something new. Today, we're tackling hyperlipidemia.
Hyperlipidemia sounds intense.
It does, right?
Yeah.
But stick with us. It's basically about having too much fat in your blood, specifically cholesterol. And before you think, ugh, not cholesterol again, this deep dive is going to flip the script.
Yeah, this article we're looking at, it starts off making it clear cholesterol itself isn't the enemy. We need it.
That's right. It's in our cells, our hormones. Heck, even vitamin D needs it to work its magic.
Exactly. So this article is all about balance, which I liked. It digs into the difference between the good cholesterol, the HDL.
Right, the high-density lipoprotein, we're all familiar.
And the not-so-good LDL, the low-density one. You gotta have both, but too much LDL, that's when things can get a bit clogged up in the arteries, increasing that risk for heart issues.
And this is where it gets interesting for me. Because the article throws out this stat. Almost two-thirds of adults, at least in the UK, have total cholesterol above what's recommended. Makes you think.
Right. Are we all just living life wrong when it comes to these targets? Or are the targets themselves maybe a bit too strict? Something to ponder, for sure. And it really highlights. You can't just look at a big statistic like that and panic. It's about knowing your own numbers, your own situation.
Absolutely. Personalized health, not just textbook numbers.
100%.
And that's the thing, right? It's not always as simple as cholesterol bad.
Yeah.
There's nuance. Like, this article dives into some surprising stuff that can mess with those cholesterol levels. I'm talking beyond the usual suspect.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get to diet and exercise and all that, but some of the things they highlighted in here, definitely not what I expected.
Right. Like, spill the tea.
Yeah.
What can throw those numbers out of whack that we might not even think about?
Okay, get this. Certain medications. Mm-hmm. Medications we take every day can actually be raising our cholesterol.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah. Things like corticosteroids, those are used a lot for inflammation.
Right, right.
Even some types of birth control, they can have an impact.
So it's like you're trying to take care of one thing, but then bam, this other thing pops up.
Exactly. And this is why I appreciated how thorough this article was. It really emphasizes talking to your doctor, having that open dialogue, because maybe there are alternatives if you need them, weighing the risks and benefits and all that.
It's like those hidden fees, you know? You think you're getting a good deal, but then you got to read the fine print. Oh, and speaking of things that can sneak up on you, this whole genetics angle they talked about.
Yeah, familial hypercholesterolemia. Now that's where things get really interesting.
Right. Basically, inheriting high cholesterol, like it's in your genes.
Exactly. It's a predisposition. So even if you're doing everything right, lifestyle-wise, you could still be at a higher risk, and often from a younger age. That's why knowing your family history is so important.
It's wild, isn't it? All these factors we never really think about. But even with genetics and meds and all that, what really got me from this article was how sneaky this whole thing can be.
Oh, tell me about it. They were really upfront about hyperlipidemia often being asymptomatic, meaning you could have it and not even know until something is wrong.
See, that's what worries me. Like, are there any red flags, anything we can look for ourselves to get a heads up?
Well, most of the time, no obvious symptoms. But the article did mention a couple of physical clues that, taken together with other risk factors, might be something to keep an eye on. Ever notice those little yellowish deposits some folks get around their eyes?
You mean like little bumps?
Yeah, exactly. Those are called xanthelasma, which are basically cholesterol deposits under the skin. And then another weird one, a grayish ring around the cornea of your eye, arcus senilis, I think it's called, can also be linked to high cholesterol, especially in younger people.
It's amazing how these tiny details can be a sign of something bigger going on. You know?
It really is. That's why those regular checkups are so important, even when you think you feel fine. And especially if any of the stuff we've talked about rings a bell, family history, any of it, early detection is key. That's what the article hammered home.
So knowledge is power, right? But what happens when it is high cholesterol? What do you do? Everyone always jumps to statins. Is that really the only way to go?
Statins are definitely a common treatment, and they work well for a lot of people. But this article did a good job of pointing out that it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. There are other medications, like azetinib, it works a bit differently, blocking cholesterol absorption.
Okay, so another option.
Exactly. And for more, you know, severe cases or when other things haven't worked, there's PCSK9 inhibitors. Those help your liver get rid of the bad cholesterol more effectively.
So there are different approaches, even if someone can't tolerate statins or whatever it might be.
You got it. Though no matter what meds are in the picture, the article was really strong on this one point, lifestyle changes matter. They make a huge difference.
So it's not an either, more like a both hand situation.
100%. Diet, exercise, all that good stuff. It's not just about popping a pill. Right. It all works together.
I'm telling you, this whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener. Hyperlipidemia, it's snooky. But the good news is, by knowing what to watch out for, staying in tune with our own bodies, and having those open conversations with our doctors, we can stay ahead of it.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, right? Not stressing over every little thing, but feeling empowered, knowing what to do.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, next time you're looking in the mirror, take a second, really look. Those tiny details, they might be trying to tell you something. Until next time, everyone, stay curious.